The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed, Cousin Ed's Corner, we're back at you. It is a motivational Monday. And as you can hear, my voice is, it is early in the morning. Wanted to make sure I get this out and to have a conversation with you. So before I go into it, I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to everyone out there who has been supporting Cousin Ed's Corner, who has listened to Cousin Ed's Corner. I want to, I'm not going to say personally enough. I want to acknowledge everyone who reached out to the young man, Troy, who went through a injury while playing sports, had surgery last week. Everybody who reached out, people who sent them things. It's been amazing for him to know that strangers care. So just wanted to tell y'all thank you. Also, everyone who has left a voicemail for the show, thank you very much. Be sure to follow the show. Follow, like, subscribe, all of those things to Cousin Ed's Corner. It means a lot to me for that, but it also grows the community as a whole. So be sure to share this show with your friends, family, and loved ones. If you go up to the top corner right now, hit the button that says subscribe, like, follow, one of those buttons. It's in the top corner, bottom corner, right corner, middle of the page, left for the page, anywhere on the page that says subscribe, like, or follow. Be sure to do that. And then lastly, be sure to share the show. So before you do anything right now, you can pause right here and do that. Be sure to share the show. So I love hearing from you. Like I said before, 762-333-2032. You can leave a text message there or go to cousinedscorner.com and leave a voicemail there. I'm also found on all social media platforms under Cousin Ed's Corner. Lastly, you can say, hey, Siri, or hey, Alexa, play Cousin Ed's Corner. So say, hey, Alexa, play Cousin Ed's Corner, and it'll play Cousin Ed's Corner for you. All right, that was a mouthful, but I want to get that out of the way early. I did a post yesterday on Instagram, and it was from a recent trip that I had. And I was up in the air, right? Up in the sky. And I was just filming. I like to film when I'm in the clouds. It's just beautiful. That's the best word I can say. It's just one of the clearest places you can be is up in the clouds, right? And my mind was clear, and it's just when I start to write and journal and I could see things, this peace. That's the best thing I got, is peace. I could just think about what's coming next. And as I was making this post yesterday, you know, you think of songs that you could add with the post. And the song I kept coming to was Gualapale, Closer to My Dreams. For those who don't know it, please go check out Gualapale. She is, I won't say she's underrated, but she is a superstar in her own realm. I would put her up with the Marys and the Jill Scotts and all of them. She's phenomenal, right? So be sure to check out Closer to My Dreams. I found her, actually saw her live. She's from the Bay Area, California area. I saw her live maybe 2008, maybe. I was still traveling for AT&T, and I saw her live. Beautiful young lady, beautiful. Inside and out, just, oh my goodness. I was like, her voice, beautiful. And the Closer to My Dreams just is magical. You can sit there and close your eyes and like you're in a room with her singing this song. And I remember like yesterday I was in I think it's Fillmore. I think it's the name of it. Fillmore in Oakland I think it's Oakland. But nevertheless, I was out there. And as I was in the clouds and making this video, thinking about dreaming and everything else, her song kept coming to me. And she talks about being closer to your dreams. How beautiful it is and how high you feel when you get closer to your dreams, right? And I was just thinking about, you know, most things that you dream about, you should try your best to get closer to, especially the dreams that are moving you forward. And dreams are not always things that happen in your sleep. You know, you have daydreams or visions of thoughts. Those are your dreams. Like, I want to do X, Y, Z, right? For me, as a basketball player, I can close my eyes and see myself making a move. I can close my eyes and seeing a free throw. I can close my eyes seeing a dunk. I can close my eyes seeing a steal. Closer to my dreams. Like, the things I want to be on the free throw line at the end of the game and, you know, don't hear the crowd and shoot a free throw and then hear all the roars of the crowd after that. That was me. I mean, me as a youngster, dreaming of basketball. But today I dream about, I'm traveling a lot and I conduct class and I'm dreaming about how the class is going to go. And I'm getting closer to that moment. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to perfect what I'm doing. I'm perfecting what I'm doing. I'm getting closer to that dream to finish that and perfect it. Now, those are small ones, right? But the dreams of traveling, the dreams of retirement, the dreams of sitting on a beach. Like, I mean, this dreams that you want to get closer to. The dream of getting closer to God. The peace of it. Some of us have so many dreams, right? Opening our own business. Are we getting closer to those dreams? Are the things you want closer each day? I dream of my kids just being young adults. I can see their faces, their future faces. I dream of going to their house. I dream of their kids. Now, you can't speed up time, but you could dream about these things and manifest these things to see them come true. Seeing your kids graduate. Being closer to your dreams. Some of us, many of us, have dreams of our physical health, right? Manifesting those dreams, praying for those dreams to come true. I will say one thing, and I can't think of the phrase right now, but faith without works doesn't mean anything. I'm saying it wrong, but faith without works is just, it doesn't mean anything. So you're having a dream and not acting on your dreams does not mean anything. You can hope and you can pray and you can wish all of those things, but you must act on those dreams. He can make anything happen. Anything is possible. But I'm still going to stick by acting on them. If you want something manifested, you want something to come true, act on it, act on it, act on it. It's the way you're going to get closer to your dreams. Be sure, like I said before, I'm dreaming of you hitting the button right now and subscribing to this show. Being sure to go over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe to The Corner Connection under Cousin Ed's Corner. Being sure to share this with your friends, family, and loved ones. I dream of this show touching the world. And you're going to help me do it. You're going to help us do it. So be sure to share this show. Be sure to send me a voicemail. Let us know what you think of the show. I love to hear from you. It's your boy Cousin Ed. I'm gonna get out of here, try to save some of this voice for the rest of the day. But I love to hear from you. Be sure to reach out to me via DM. Have a great week. Have a great week. Have a great week. It's your boy Cousin Ed. Hey, listen, hold on. Be sure to check out Gualapole. I'm gonna put it on my post. Be sure to check it out. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a great one. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.